Okay, so what's up? How you guys doing? How you guys doing, Jerry? So, randomly, I just remember that I'm a student. I don't know how it just entered my head again that I'm a student. But last, I'm still a student, okay? This is the 3rd of December. I don't know where I'm going to put this record out. I don't know where I'm going to publish this podcast. But as of today, it's the 3rd of December, guy. 3rd of December is the day house. Wow. One more, guy. Okay. Okay, so this is like my very first episode. This is like my very first episode here, Jerry. One more. Make we run this thing. Let's see how it goes, shall we? Make you see how it's go. Okay, you might be asking why I kept mentioning the date. Yeah, it's the 3rd of December because I remember I came back home on the 23rd of March. Yeah, 23rd of March. Was it? Yeah, that 23rd or 21st. Shout 20 something. And then, you know, the video as things started now. I can't remember what exactly. What was that? Yeah, I remember. We're in class that day. Normal now. Based on the section just started, literally during the take. Like the first 2 to 3 weeks seriously. They don't take the first week seriously. So that day we were in class. Okay, so we're in class and we're all busy with our phones. People were tweeting. I was actually tweeting. I don't know about what Asha. People that were playing Call of Duty in class were playing. They were playing their Call of Duty with the school's Wi-Fi. Normal now. Students can be mad. Those with their laptops came with their laptops. Download movies, series. Guy, I know this particular boy. If school should track him anymore, he will donate. He will have to pay for the data back because that boy, no. God forbid. Okay, that day we're in class, and then the person I was on Twitter, and in my roommate too, he's a Twitter person, and he was even the one that saw the tweet first, and then he told me that Asu has called for a strike. I don't know, for us, all of us, those around him, all of us were like, Papa, which kind of sense talk? You did talk like this, Papa wants to call on strike and all. Sha, we need to reason the matter at first, only for LCG president to come inside the class and say everybody should go back home. Like, Papa came to the hall and was like, more, everybody should go back home. That there's strike, the drugs cannot come, and blah blah blah. More, we happily left. Not to concern us, we left that class, went straight to my house. I can remember then it was around 1 o'clock, I'll be 2, I can't really remember. Okay, so yeah, it was around 1 or 2 o'clock, and okay, so just so you know, I'm recording this and the time right now is 11. It's 11:04. So you might be wondering why my voice is like this. I'm trying to talk in a way that I will not wake people. I just have to rant. And shall I hear a bit? So that was around 2. Happily went back home, like I said, I was not even worried. And then, as per an engineering student, the whole strike did not really enter us like that because the rest of the school went back home and engineering students stayed back to to do their workshop courses, because the people that took us, or the people taking us workshop, they are like non-teaching staff, so the strike did not affect them. So we were going for our workshop normal. We're going for our workshop classes. I'll be workshop go. Cause guy, that thing will be class. Oh God, that thing is not class. God forbid. Because I'm an engineer student, I should not be carrying cement. Unless you give us, they put us through hard labor, and then school is not. No. I don't want to remember that experience again. We did the whole workshop thing, and then the second week into it, the whole virus thing came up, and initially, I and my guys, we didn't want to head back home. We just wanted to chill in school and do random things in school, but unfortunately, we ran back home last. Okay, so welcome from that short ad break. So as I was saying, we ran back home based on nobody could face the whole stress of staying indoors, because where my school is located is a very dead area on the norms. So you can now imagine with the whole lockdown thing and everything. So, and some crazy people had the mindset that, okay, it's better I die in my house than die in school, because if you die there in school, nobody will come and pick up your body and shit like that. You know, people, they think randomly now. So first of all, some people, guys in my hostel, ran back home. So just that nonsense made me go back house. Honestly, I didn't want to go back home. I was like second to the last person to leave my hostel. That is my lodging square, man. So, now this is where I fucked up. This is the point I fucked up. I came back home with the mindset that last, the whole lockdown will just last for 2 weeks. And then I came back home with just 2 shirts and 1 trouser. That is, and I mean, I came back with 2 shirts and 1 trouser. I came back with just those things that we were to go out with, and I came back with churchy clothes, that is one native, and then just one random shirt like that I usually wear to church. Nothing else. Like, when I mean nothing else, I didn't even take clothes that I would chill at home with, because I had some house clothes at home for me to wear around. So now, I came back to the house. Came back home and no more. The first week passed, second week passed, third week passed. And it seems like that third week that everything escalated again. Because initially, for like the first 2 weeks, we're still getting like 100 cases, 80 something cases, 70 something cases. And then when it got to the third week, they're getting 200, 400. I was like, wow, so you are going to sleep here. So, me now, as per the positive person that I am, I felt like last, we go resume school with you, no matter how bad you want to be bad. I remember having this convo with my roommates, and then I was shy assuring him, because that one too. Baba already lost to Papa Rizom, so I mean, I was giving the assurance that don't worry, we go resume school June, blah 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 blah. We got to June. I'm always saying that nothing. July came, passed, August came, went by, September. And then when we got early August, we're like, I and my friends were talking one time, and they were like, Omo, if this resumption thing passed September, we can't resume again. Based on what, when you go back to school now, you have to cover up for lost time, and then still write the exam again, and then resume for the next semester the same year, because that is normal way for my school. So we got to September, nothing, October, nothing, and then November. We shall enter November, and then we shall looking at them. We're looking at them, watching them like a bat in one corner. And what these people don't do a strong thing, they don't run a strong thing, they don't run me strong thing, because you know when the whole lockdown thing got, when they eased the lockdown a bit, when they eased the lockdown a bit, people started going out and all, and then me now, I couldn't go out. Okay, not that I couldn't go out. Okay, so like I said, it's not like I couldn't go out though, but on the norms, I'm not that out in person. Like, I hardly go out, guy. I hardly go out. It's so bad that most times, whenever my friends want to come over, they just come straight to my house without calling. They just come without calling because they know that no matter what, I go to their house and all. That's for my close friends, but the rest, you guys call me, because I hate surprise visits. If you did not tell me, even though it's not a day before, probably that day, you should have to tell me that, okay, guy, I did come inside. Then I'll prepare my mind that I am receiving somebody. You can't just randomly come to my house or more. I would leave you outside. You'll be there knocking, I'll be there inside. I'm not going to send you. So, my life is so messed up or fucked up that my friends come to my house without, my close friends come to my house without telling me, because they 100% should have been at home. So that's how it is for me. Yeah, now, so when they ease the lockdown, people said they're going out to some places that were opened for the public, I mean to the public, anyone, more. So then I had the vibe to go out because I wanted to change that lifestyle. I wanted to stop being that inside person, but I couldn't, because why? I didn't come back with shit, guy. I didn't come back with anything to go out. Imagine going out to chill with your guys and I'll have to wear Ankara. I can't go to COVID. I beg. No, I couldn't. So now I've been living like that, guy. I have been living like that. And then I couldn't get into anything serious because I felt like school will resume soon. I didn't want to get deep into something and then boom, the next week we have to go back to school. And now that nonsense has kept me from doing so many things this year. But anyhow, shall we try again next year? But last, don't fuck up. They don't mess up. They've messed up everybody's life. They've messed up this year for everybody, both for parents and students, and our own system is fucked up. Now look, at private schools were able to continue with their classes. They were able to continue with lectures online, but public. Federal universities want to organize online class for you. Or more, you guys wait until school is able in the next 3 years. They go shut it there for you. We'll see. The whole country is fucked up. Pass is fucked up. The educational system is fucked up. I don't even know, guy. I don't even know the pain I feel right now. I'm just ranting this night because I just remembered one of my friends went out to school at the same time. Like, we gained admission at the same time, but she gained admission into a private uni. She's in a private uni, and this girl's in a final year, guy. I do not even want to measure what year I'm in, because, no. Guy. Oh, we shall move. What is that nonsense they normally say? Is no Abby? What is that random talk they normally say? I'm trying to remember. again, it's not about how far, but by how well. I don't know how that one relates to the fact that my friend is way ahead of me in the private uni. But relate it by yourself, I beg. Don't stress me. So anyhow, sure, we are here. Also, there is no scratch cruise. I don't even know if it's also safe. So many people have parody accounts on Twitter. There are so many parody accounts on Twitter making tweets. There is an account of 46k followers, 40-something k followers. There's another one of 100 and something k followers, and then there's another one of 200 and something k followers. Now, three of them. I don't think there's like an official ASU page, a verified ASU page. I don't think so. The rest, this is just catch crews. This one will come out, post this one, post a different thing. I'm gonna see. Last, if you have the money, or if you give birth, guy, private uni straight up. No go stress your children, I beg. No go stress your children, because almost this thing's fucked up. We've stayed at home for 8 months. Okay, fine, there was corona. But what happened to running an online class? Like holding online lectures for students? Or probably, guy, resuming. We don't really have a problem with social distancing ourselves in school. But we don't have to do that during the exam, I beg. We don't need to social distance ourselves during the exam. Please, let's know what we are doing. Osha, at the end, good day, alright, last. Okay, so I don't know. I feel like I should still make a part two to this. I don't know. I might have something else to rant about later on. Okay, so this is like the end. We've come to the end of this shalaye, because I just needed to talk. So, based on this, my first episode, if there's anything I need to change, if there's any adjustments you would need me to make, if there's anything, any feedback at all, yep, I would definitely welcome positive feedbacks. But then if there are any ways you think out, if you think there are ways I should take, or things I should do to improve my episodes or my podcasts, you can always hit me up. If you know me person, that's cool. If you yarn face to face, but if you don't, you can always tell me. Yeah, leave a comment anywhere, because I'm putting this out to so many platforms, so I can't really see this particular platform or anything. Just leave a comment in the comment section. Yep. So, oh, I think I go sleep. If the sleep comes, I don't tire. I don't know which kind of nonsense Nipa be this one. Nipa go just chill, talk to the Nuko bring light. The hotel will be another talk for another day. See, God will punish all of us in this country one by each. Sha, everything will go round. It's not just your turn yet. Yeah, now we go see later.